Well, after a several-month break, we are excited to welcome back into the KYMN studios Northfield Public Broadcasting Station Manager Sam Temple. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Of course. You were out with some exciting news. You want to share a little
bit?
What happened? Where have you been?
Yes. Luckily, I've got a great paternity leave program through the city of Northfield because my first child was born in April. So I've been able to be at home, stay there with my wife, help take care of her, take care of our newborn daughter, and just to get to enjoy the spring a little bit. And now I am back again.
Well, that's an incredibly exciting event to have happened, mm-hmm. and such. And we're glad you could take that time, and we're also happy to have you back now.
Yeah, so it'll be fun to get back in the swing of things, and there's always a lot to keep yourself busy in Northfield.
When did you come back to office?
Yeah, so I was able to work a little bit, so like just doing the basic scheduling things mm-hmm. for the cable station on Fridays. But now this is my first week back, so the beginning of June is the beginning of my return.
And like a proper, you know, idea, the first thing you did was come back to KYMN and do an interview with
exactly,
us.
Exactly, of course.
Well, right now, the state legislature, we are recording this on, you know, June 3rd. The state legislature is still working through its budget process. Some of the bills have been passed, some have been negotiated, and we are awaiting, as of recording this, the special session to be called by the governor to pass these bills.
Yep.
Where NPB gets a lot of its funding, not through the state, but it's determined how you get your funding by state law.
Yeah.
Where do things stand with that right now?
Yeah. So just for background, and I know I've spoken about this before, so hopefully listeners are a little primed for this. But the way that local public television, things like your community access cable station, are funded through the Cable Act, and that basically says when a company comes into town and they want to sell cable to the residents of your town, there's going to be a little bit of money that's going to go toward local media options. And usually that is a public television station. And that's where you can watch your city council meetings, your school board meetings, get coverage for local events, that sort of thing. Every community operates it a little bit differently. Some communities don't have it at all. But the money is there so that there's that added transparency and there's that local media option. I've been part of a group that has been working to update that language so that it doesn't just include cable. It includes any company that's coming into town and putting cable in the ground to get things to your local residents.
Because we're talking now like Charter and Metronet bring in internet because if you cut the cord from cable, that hurts your revenue stream.
Right.
If I cut the cable, move to Disney Plus or to Netflix or one of those streaming services.
Or even the example I like to use is you could have DirecTV and you are watching the Twins through cable and they say, hey, you can get all this exact same stuff with faster speeds, higher quality connection, and cheaper pricing because we're giving you a cheaper pricing to just go over entirely to fiber, to streaming, where you're getting the exact same product, you're getting the exact same experience as a user. It's just a different delivery method.
And those companies still put those cords in the ground through the right-of-way that exists throughout the city.
Exactly. So it's the same process. It's the same product. The only difference is there isn't a little bit of money going to local media, and that's something that folks in Northfield have said is very important to them. That's why we have stations like KYMN, we have the Northfield News. People care about having local stories preserved and told and providing transparency for local government, and that was the intention of the law. Our goal is just to update that to include modern technology.
And so how did that go this session, with your group going to the state capitol, advocating for this? Did it get included in the bill? Is it stuck in negotiations right now, or did it get passed?
Yeah, it's a tricky thing. This is our second year working at this in earnest, and we were really pleased to have bipartisan support. That's a very special thing these days, to have authors that are both Republicans and DFLers in the state. So we had that. We had several bills with different options. And they made it all the way to the end. We were going for funding through the Legacy Amendment that funds a lot of arts programs, you know, zoo programs, things that are good for the culture of the state. That's where a lot of money for NPR projects, TPT.
See most nonprofit posters, they're going to have that little icon in the corner.
Clean Water Legacy, exactly, all that stuff. Yes. So we were in it till the end, but it's just as they had to negotiate down and there was some kerfuffle with budgeting that reduced the amount that the Legacy Amendment was going to have. Another challenge is that there were new committee chairs, elected officials who had never led the process of putting together these bills, putting together these really messy state budgets, especially when the margins are so tight for both parties in the House and the Senate. Mm-hmm. You can't really afford to... See, the funny thing is I didn't think of an alternative in the meantime.
Lose a veto vote, if you will. Every senator, the term I've heard is every senator rep has a veto, if you will. Yeah.
You can't afford to lose a vote anywhere, mm-hmm. because when margins are so tight, every elected official has a veto, essentially. Mm-hmm. So we don't have a state budget. We don't have a whole lot of details currently. Again, this may change by the time folks are hearing this. So it's entirely possible that it gets shuffled back into the mix. It's likely that it isn't, because they don't want to finagle too much around the edges of bills that they already have some consensus around. But we're proud that we were in it till the very end, that we had that bipartisan support. We didn't really lose or do anything wrong. It's just some things are going to get cut in the process, and there wasn't anyone in the room who was making that their sticking point. Mm-hmm. So that's the work of our legislative committee. That's the work of our policy team to try and tell that story, so that when we are in those final moments, when we are in the final, what are we all including? There's someone in the room that is passionate enough to say, we got to include this.
And I'm curious now, with this funding from the cable kind of access fees and such, mm-hmm. does the city of Northfield in any way support NPB through its tax dollars and such too, or is this entirely funded through this other separate stream?
Yeah, there's different benefits, because there's every city or every taxing authority has a little bit of a different system. And so, like, Faribault does it a little bit differently. For example, they just throw the money at the at a nonprofit, Faribault Community Television, and they actually have it set up to increase when they increase their city budget. Mm-hmm. So it's already built in that there's going to be that built-in increase regardless of where the franchises go. My position is certainly not entirely supported by franchises, because that's the biggest expense. Is the city could operate, just have the servers up, show the city council meetings, and that's it. And that could be maintained mostly by IT staff. Mm-hmm. The added piece is having more programming, having me do it, interviews with folks, having me go out and get event coverage. That adds a certain layer, and that's an investment on the city's part.
And I'll point out to folks, too, the importance of NPB, in particular, of recording a lot of community events, because I rely on them, if I can't get to an event, to mm-hmm. go back and watch it. I rely on it to rewatch it in case I make sure my notes were correct. And they also provide sound bites that you hear on the radio. A lot of the coverage I've used for the water treatment plant, for example, mm-hmm. was based on a town hall that you recorded. Mm-hmm. Transportation construction projects, a town hall you recorded. We rely, as a news organization here at KYMN, on NPB to record those for us in a format that really does not work well for radio to record.
Yeah.
Right? You would want a video format like you provide to record those events. So I want to stress the importance that NPB has on KYMN.
Yeah,
anything else you want to talk about the funding, state legislature side, or we'll shift towards your programming side?
Yeah, no, it's one of those things where it's going to be a fight every year, and there's a lot of different ways to do it. This year we tried the Legacy Amendment route, because that's where we heard there was a lot of interest from legislators. There's other routes where we just update the Cable Act to include broadband. The challenge then is we run into opposition from the broadband industry, and they have a lot more money for lobbyists than our public television stations do. There's a lot of different options for how we can do this. Luckily, we're proud that the sentiment is there among legislators. We're just working on what the actual process is going to be for getting us there.
All right, shifting now towards the programming. You're back in this role. Programming are we looking at for kind of June and July of on NPB beyond just your kind of regular standby program you have?
Yeah, absolutely. So the great thing is we have this back catalog. We have partner organizations that are submitting things. So if you want to learn about nature and sustainability, we have great programs both from partner organizations like Faribault Community Television or Clean River Partners. we're working with different groups to not only produce our own in-house pieces, but also broadcast things that folks are submitting. And so that's something that if folks are listening and they want to have messages out there, they want to partner on things like that, Northfield Public Broadcasting is a First Amendment site. It is a public utility. It is for the public to use. So if organizations or individuals have things they want to share, I recommend they check out our website for our policies for what you can and cannot submit. There's a handy-dandy little video that makes it pretty easy to understand what you are and are not allowed to say. Mostly if you say something unsavory or a little blue, we'll put you after 11 p.m. But pretty much other than that, it's wide open because it's a public good like a park, and anyone can reserve a park.
And everything, too, if I'm correct, gets also kind of published on your website's catalog mm-hmm. of videos too, right?
So you can, that's right,
if you're not a person who has cable TV like myself, yeah, you can go back and watch all these things, which is sometimes even more convenient, that on-demand availability too.
Yeah, that's something that's been really important to us, because again, we're fully aware that fewer and fewer people are watching cable and fewer people are tuning in to watch something at a specific time. Mm-hmm. More people want that on demand, even if they want to watch it on their television screen. So yeah, everything that we produce is available on demand. And everything that we produce internally is available on the City of Northfield YouTube page.
And is there any project in particular you're really excited for this summer that you're going to be working on and or have worked on and is going to be posted in the next few weeks?
Yeah, in the next few weeks, we're working on a lot of public service announcements about rebate programs, you know, different ways that folks can save money and help our local energy grid, help the environment, help our watershed. Those programs are really special because it is something small folks can do. It's a tangible thing that you can do that you can see in a lot of cases the immediate impact either on your wallet or on your local environment. And there's also a lot of fun to be had in them. So, you know, we were able to get a little goofy with some of them to help pull people's attention in, and that's been a lot of fun. And Northfield keeps people busy, right? There's a lot of events throughout the summer. So if you can't make it to every event, we're doing our best to make sure that we have cameras at most major community events so that folks can relive those moments, or if they missed it, they can get a little snippet of it. So I really encourage folks to keep an eye out for that. And the other thing is keeping the public informed and engaged. We put together a piece on tax increment financing. I know this is really exciting stuff, but
hey, some of us enjoy it.
It's a hot button thing, and it's very dense. It can be difficult to understand that specific program. I won't get into the weeds because Nate Carlson does a much better job than I do. Mm-hmm. But we put together a program, and we've been posting clips of it throughout the last few months, and we will through the rest of June, of here are specific projects where tax increment financing was used. How does the city use tax increment financing? All the usual questions that we get. And we have a couple different project examples, the Spring Creek Townhomes, Aurora Pharmaceutical, and then the Archer, as examples of how it's been used in different ways, why these different projects qualify, and what is on the city and what is on the developer. Nate does a really great job explaining it. I'm very pleased with how that program turned out. So I hope folks use it, and hopefully it's something that can be referenced back as projects continue to use tax increment financing.
And Sam, if people want to watch NPB either on cable TV or online, where should they go?
Yeah, if you're a cable subscriber, you can look at channel 180 or 187 on Charter Spectrum. Otherwise, anybody can check it out at northfieldmn.gov/television, where you can find links to both the YouTube page to watch things there. And if you want to see everything, including programs submitted by partner organizations, you can head over to our streaming site.
Folks, that was Sam Temple, the station manager of Northfield Public Broadcasting. Happy to have you back, Sam.
Happy to be back.